For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Last year, two major Confederate monuments fell in Memphis. One was a statue of the controversial General Nathan Bedford Forrest. His likeness may have depicted him as a brave war hero, but there's more to that story. And Timothy Huebner, a Rhodes College professor, invited his class to help set the record straight. He joins me today. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Tim, next month, you and your students are putting up a new historic marker downtown with a Forrest connection.
Yes, so this marker will be put up on April 4th, and it will be at the site of the slave mart that was operated by Forrest back in the 1850s. There is a marker that is at that site right now. It says simply that Forrest had a home there and that he became wealthy from his business practices. We're trying to tell a fuller story of what happened there.
I wonder if you can paint a picture of what his quote-unquote business enterprise looked like.
We don't have any sketches of it that we've been able to find, but what we do have is some testimony from people who were sold there. We have, for example, the testimony of a fellow by the name of Horatio Eden, and he talked about it as a yard surrounded by a high stockade. And inside were various rooms in which slaves were kept. Forrest probably, in some years, sold as many as 1,000 people at this site, and for that reason was able to become a very wealthy man.
What do we know about the conditions?
Forrest had a reputation for being strict in the discipline that he was able to exercise there. The typical way to impose discipline on a slave at the time would be with the whip. That was part of the business.
Your students found a lot of original documentation while researching this facet of Memphis history. You found a bill of sale in the Shelby County Archives. I wonder if you can read a little bit from that.
Received of Richard W. Martin, $1,200 in full for the purchase money of a Negro boy named Harrison, aged about 14 years. We found many of these bills of sale, and in the service that we'll be doing at Calvary Episcopal Church on April 4th, we'll be reading the names of many of the folks whose names we found in the records over the last several months. And our purpose in trying to do this is to recognize the dignity and the humanity of the people who were sold there, recognizing that they had names.
Tim, I notice that a lot of Civil War buffs disagree on the causes or the intent of the war, but Nathan Bedford Forrest was actually fighting for slavery. That was his livelihood that he was trying to protect. Why has it taken so long to really put him into context?
I think that it's impossible to separate that heroic status that we have associated in this part of the country with Forrest from the notion of white supremacy. I think those things go hand in hand, and we're just now starting to see that and to understand that and face up to that. And putting up this marker, I think, is part of that process of trying to come to terms with this very difficult and agonizing part of our history.
Tim Huebner is a history professor at Rhodes College. The new historic marker will be unveiled at noon on April 4th at Calvary Episcopal Church, adjacent to what was once Nathan Bedford Forrest's Slave Mart. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.